Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Welcome, friends, to another episode of the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones, and today, this episode is brought to you by The Lab, Life, Art, and Business, presented by Social Inc. For those individuals who are looking to network, and not just network on a surface level, but you're looking to get a deeper understanding and build a deeper connection with other individuals, The Lab is just for you. If you would like more information on The Lab, it is taking place tonight at the Aloft Dallas Hotel downtown from 6 to 8 p.m. All you need to do is go to the search bar and type in thelabdallas.eventbrite.com and be sure to come out with some influential millennials throughout the DFW area. You don't want to miss it. So come out and let's network. Friends, as I was preparing for this episode earlier this week, I was out driving in the Uber early in the morning. And I don't know how any of you are, but I realized that I can be an individual who is impatient. I realize that sometimes as I'm driving down the lane on the highway, far left-hand lane typically because I like to get to where I'm getting to and I like to get there fast sometimes. When there's traffic, I realize that I swerve lane to lane, always lane to lane, lane to lane. I don't stay consistent in one lane. And then I began to realize that this message needs to be shared. When I was thinking I was going to name the title Switching Lanes, and then after Monday, Tuesday evening, Pastor Mahari brought up the same topic last night. He said, we got to stay in our own lane. So today, I realized that this message needs to go forth because I realized that in time, in traffic, in our life, we can get so bogged down with all the other cars, all the other people, everybody else's passion, everybody else doing their dream, and everybody being apologetically themselves. It can be easy for us to want to switch over lanes when we see that our lane isn't moving as fast as somebody else's. If you can't get the visual, I really want you to imagine being in the far left-hand lane and it's stopped up by traffic. I'm in Dallas, so we're talking 635, we're talking 75. And then once that's stopped up, you see an opening in the lane right next to you, so you switch over, thinking that you'll make more progress than the lane that you were already in because there was a brief opening, a brief gap. Friends, today I want us to understand when we do that, we're ultimately derailing our own progress. Because we might get ahead in the short term, but ultimately this won't yield us long-term success. So with us focusing on staying in our lane, the first point I want to share with you today is stop comparing yourself to other people. And I'm saying that because I was this individual. I began to see so many other people accomplishing great things. Then I would say, well, why can't I have that? But why isn't it my turn yet? But why can't I get on that stage? How did this individual get there? I had to realize that certain people have achieved certain things or at certain places due to the work ethic that they have put forth, due to some efforts that I have not seen them do in the dark, and now their shine is coming to the light in full fruition. I had to realize that comparing myself to other people's journeys was not going to benefit me, nor was it going to benefit anybody else. So I had to realize to get off the gas. Number two, I want us to focus on our individual gifts. Focus on our own individual passions. I believe everyone has a specific and uniquely designed gift for their own life. Some people are born with the ability to tell stories. Some people are born with the ability to encourage. Some people are born with the ability to teach. Some others are born with an innate desire to help younger youth. Friends, I want to affirm you in that today, and I want you not to try to do what everybody else is doing just because it seems like a get-rich-quick scheme. Not to follow in somebody else's footsteps because you see them making progress. But I want you to just get on your knees, to get your hands a little bit dirty, and to go all into your own gift today. Life is too short for you not to live a purposeful life. It's too short for you not to do something that you don't love and or enjoy. But also, I want you to be affirmed in your passion. Because there's somebody out here today whose heart breaks every time they see a child who's suffering from hunger. There's somebody out here who is hurting every time they see a child who has a learning indifference or who struggles in the classroom because they sometimes take a little bit longer to retain the information than the others that are in the classroom. Friends, do more of that. Because what you have and what you have a passion for is specifically for a certain audience, for a certain group of people who need you to step up to the challenge. They need you to follow your passion. And lastly, I want you today to apply consistent effort. I'm talking about massive and perfect action, that MIA. Because it's so easy for us to take time and say, well, I'm going to do this tomorrow. For us to take time and plan this and plan that and draw out the sketch and do the blueprint. Enough of all the drawing out the sketch, enough of the planning. It's time to apply the effort. It's time to apply the action. Because that's the only time we begin to see results. You don't see results when you plan a workout. You don't see results when you write a rough draft. You see results when you follow through. When you begin to do the actual workout. When you begin to go outside and begin to actually run. When you begin to follow through with what you know that you've been made to do, despite the fear that might be on the other side of that door, despite what the negative things other people are saying in your life, despite how you feel sometimes. It's not about how you feel. It's about what needs to get done. So it's time to follow through. It's time to take the proper steps that need to be in place for you to be successful. So let's stop comparing ourselves to other people. Let's focus on our own individual gift and passion. And let us apply massive and perfect action. Because friends, that's the only way we'll truly be successful. This is Jonathan Jones reminding you, stay connected with us on YouTube, friends. Subscribe to the YouTube page, Jonathan Jones Speaks. Follow us on Instagram, SYSP1, on Facebook, on Instagram, and on Twitter. But friends, we want to charge you to subscribe. We want to charge you to share the podcast. We want you to leave a helpful review so that other people can be encouraged and so that others can get this message. We say thank you for all your support. We love you all. And thank you for rocking with the Speak Your Success podcast. This is Jonathan Jones, TEDx speaker and best-selling author, reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?